Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's my MVP, man. I love him to death as a player. Obviously, I love him to death as a person.
I'm biased, but I think he's the best player in the NFL. There's no game that we're out of when we have him.
That was maybe for Travion tonight. I mean, he scored 3 touchdowns. So, I think it's, our fans have, been great with, me since I got here, since I got drafted. And I think I just appreciate them for, embracing me, just trying to embrace this city and, give these fans and this team and help leave it all out there and give them everything I got.
Campbell needs to talk more.
I agree.
Can we put in a request like next year or something when he settles in to have him on the show? His voice is awesome.
The best.
And the way he says things is it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Sling Blade kind of, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sling Blade voice, yeah.
But like, he's so...
I like him, Frank Fried.
There you
Tater.
Go.
There he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on a, not just me, but you and I were on a flight back from Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, with his boys.
And it was like half the plane was full of Will Campbell friends.
Yep, which is a big deal to me.
Which said all you need to know about Will Campbell. He's got all these friends from LSU that flew up there just to see him get drafted into the NFL at draft up in Green Bay. And it was – I just thought that was cool. That said a lot about the kid.
And they were all normal-sized friends, too, not just like a bunch of like his offensive line or whatever.
Right. They weren't football players.
No, none of them looked like football. And if they were, they were like the little slot receiver on the high school team or whatever. I thought that was interesting, too, that he had just, a bunch of little Andes running around. Yeah. Yes, Dan Ball?
Not a take, just an observation. The first time that Drake spoke about Will Campbell, he went out of his way to go, oh, he's just a good old Southern boy like me. I think he's really kind of become the safety blanket for Drake. You saw those pictures courtside at the Celtics. Wife, Will Campbell. Like, he really, they're doing endorsements together. I've seen them in commercials
and billboards and stuff
like that. I think he's doing so much off the field to make sure he's comfortable. He's always got somebody to eat with in the locker or the lunchroom, I think he mentioned.
Yeah, said that, yeah.
I think there's a lot more off the field that maybe we don't give as much credit for.
Calculated or organic, you think?
Calculated by whom?
By Drake. Like, this is my left tackle. I literally want him to be organic. Okay, it is.
Yeah, it's organic.
I thought so when he said that line about having the early on line about, like, I didn't have anybody to eat lunch with or something. Like, I thought that was very organic, not like, I'm going to, curry favor with my left tackle.
I think it's just kind of happenstance. I think it's very helpful that Drake gets to have this kind of relationship with his left tackle, but I also think they just happen to have the same background,
right.
So it makes it easy for it to be natural.
I thought when you asked the question, Fitzy, I know you want to jump in. I thought you asked the question, is it not organic or is it contrived? Mm-hmm. Thinking that the Patriots drafted Will Campbell specifically to be Drake May's friend because
I meant more from like a Drake side of things.
Right,
like,
right.
You want him to be your bodyguard,
But dude. Let's face it. I mean, it is kind of a nice little coincidence that the left tackle that they needed also is this good old Southern boy with similar sensibilities to the quarterback who's young and has same kind of ways in which they view the world.
If he was
think that's an accident by any stretch.
You don't think?
No, sir. I do.
Go Fitzy. Bud.
I think the two of them. I think having guys like this that sort of see the world the same way and that can work in lockstep, and somebody who is just so aggressively selfless and deferential like Will Campbell for someone like Drake May, who needs to be a star, but at the same time is also not, you know, obnoxiously glamorous. Like, their styles mesh beautifully together. And the fact that Will Campbell's game has been getting better on the field on top of that each and every week only makes this a better relationship. He's literally his bodyguard. He is literally his bodyguard.
And as you brought it up earlier, they are the wide receiver is the lacking one right now. I don't know if Kyle Williams is ready to be the young development. Maybe it's Booty. He's not that old.
It would be Booty. He's young. He's young like Drake.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a year in older. That world. Yeah. And you start to think of like the, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, where it's Aikman and Emmitt and Michael Irvin and like these core, or even they haven't won, but Cincinnati, what they theoretically are doing with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and kind of building a core together, you do have the makings of yours. Before we get to the phone lines, and I see you lining up, 617-779-7937, I did want to poll the panel here. What has been more surprising, the elite success of the Patriots or the elite success of Drake May? Which is more surprising to you, Ted?
It's not even close. It's the organization success. Drake May, I've always thought he was special. I told everybody that last year, but nobody wanted to hear it. Well, he's 1-11, Ted. Yeah, I know, but did you see that one play where he switched the ball from his right hand to his left hand? To me, the Drake May success, not as surprised. I am maybe how fast it's come, but it's really about how fast this organization has gone from a clown show, embarrassing kind of organization to buttoned up and the kind of, the talk of the town. It happened overnight. And I give so much credit to honestly, you got to give credit to the Crafts for realizing they made a mistake with Jerod. They cut bait quick as they could, moved on, and hired the right guy. And I give Mike all the credit because you can just tell he has put everything he could into getting this team to where it is right now. All the work they did and the free agents, that was a lot of free agents they signed.
Yep.
And you have to kind of know who you want. That's a lot of guys they brought in. You're talking about 12 to...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
15 guys that have made immediate impacts. And so I applaud the work they did. And I think that's a lot harder than what Drake has done, because I think that's always just naturally inherently been in him. Now it's just coming out. Fitzy?
I'm just going to do the thing where you hover the mouse and drag the icon down to the corner of what Ted said, and you hit a button that just drops the big thumbs up, like plus one. I like it. Like, Ted just enumerated every single thing as to why I think all of us should believe that it's organizational success over Drake May. We knew Drake May was going to be good, if not really good, this year. The fact that he is an MVP candidate, wow.
And
but, the Patriots, we set the friggin' floor, 13 wins recently. Are you kidding?
And Kirk Herbstreit agreed with us. I don't know if you noticed that. At some point in the broadcast, he's like, this is a team that's going to win 13 games.
That's why.
Yeah. Like, this is like, and I did think we might have been getting ahead of ourselves when we were, so that was 8 wins, right? They were at 8 wins, and we're like, this team's going to win 13 games. 13-4 is sort of the floor.
Yeah.
They could win more if they beat Baltimore, or they, like, we're just kind of leaving room for 2 losses in there. And now Kirk Herbstreit is saying the exact same thing, and he is supposed to be unbiased, right? He's the national guy that goes to all that, but he's supposed to be.
You know what the connection is.
Which connection?
Well, Vrabel went to Ohio State.
No, I know. The Ohio State.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's Ohio State, and Drake May's a quarterback, and Kirk Herbstreit is obviously biased to quarterback.
Yeah,
so,
right,
yeah,
right,
the
right.
love in that area.
Did you see him loving up Travion Henderson last night?
Ohio
State.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God, Ohio State.
Oh, when he ran that first safety over, he was like, you got the Kirk Herbstreit
O-face. This guy can run between the tackles, outside the tackles. He's not a first and second. He's a every
he
down back.
That's why he's a 3-down back, and he'll prove that and all of
Ohio
that.
Ohio State.
Yep, the Ohio State Buckeyes are loyal to each other, but that's cool. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Monty in Burlington. What's up, Monty?
I don't see a lot of Monty. Hi. I just wanted to go back to the Stephon Diggs conversation for a second. And I want to point out that, you know, guys who are in the NFL are actually really young. And somebody who's 26 and had a lot of success is going to be a different person than a guy who's 31 and gone through ups and downs, maybe had an injury and stuff. And so I'm not actually that surprised that Steph Diggs is a better person, a better teammate now than he was 5 years ago.
All right, thanks for the call,
Money. I like that take for Money.
It's what we'd all hope to be true, right?
Yeah, I like that take. He's just, you know, he's got perspective now. Yeah. You know, he's been through he had a lot of experiences. He's learned from them, and he's a better person now for it.
But after that boat, I mean, you know, with the Cardi B thing, the stuff you see online, and then, you know, the infamous boat incident, it got spooky there for a second.
You in particular spooked me. You were telling me about all kinds of stuff on social media that you're in a different algorithm or whatever than I get, and you were noting some things, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the hip-hop world, he's dating one of the most famous rappers in the industry right now.
I got to get in your algorithm. How do I get into your algorithm? I want to see what your algorithms are putting out there, man.
It's a different world, I'm sure.
Yeah, how about did you see what he had under his tape? He had a Bible scripture under his eyes.
Oh, really?
Night. Yeah. Philippians or something, you know? I was like, well,
okay.
Come a long ways from that. I don't think he had Philippians on that boat with him. I think he
probably not. But who am I to judge? Judge not thy neighbor or
that's
something.
Right.
I think
that's
you're
right.
supposed to do one of those things. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to Jets Patriots, a business-like win for New England. 9 wins atop the NFL. No one else has 9 wins right now. We'll see what happens over the weekend. But for now, you're the best team in the NFL. Coming up next, we put a pin in this, but I wanted to circle back around. Justin Fields ran the ball down your throat early on in that game. Does that give you pause, concern, trepidation that on the horizon you have Lamar Jackson, you have Josh Allen, those guys in the regular season, or if you see them again in the postseason? So we're going to analyze the Patriots' defense of Fields and what it means moving forward. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.